The sold-out crowd here in Houston was presented with a visiting team starter's masterpiece. The Rangers come whooping into town and take a 2-0 game. They take a 1-0 lead in the best of seven with a chance to play for a World Series at stake. Welcome inside with Hall of Famers Derek Jeter and David Ortiz, three-time MVP Alex Rodriguez. I'm Matt Vasgersian in for Kevin Burkhardt. I mean, what can you say about Jordan Montgomery today? It began and ended with the Texas starter.
He is a total package, and there's something about lefties in October, fellas, that are so vital. And I got to tell you, 6 1/3, 6 strikeouts, only 1 walk, and he had the big punch outs after the third and the fourth with Alvarez and Maldonado.
I like the way he located his pitcher tonight better than ever. I mean, he was locating his two-seamer on lefties, a slowing down batter, and then coming with a breaking ball. I mean, he was right on point tonight there.
I tell you, you know, it's so important when you get to the postseason that the starters do well. Everyone's talking about Texas bullpen coming into this series, actually coming into the postseason, but you don't have to overuse the bullpen if your starters are going deep in the game. What Montgomery did was outstanding. You know, this is a tough Houston team. You know, 1-9, they can beat you offensively, but he shut them down.
Texas starters have been great this postseason. Texas bullpen has been great this postseason, and that means they're in simpatico with their catcher. And moments ago, Tom Verducci caught up with Jonah Heim.
Come go!
Thanks. Jonah, it seemed like there were two real pressure points in this game with runners on base for Alvarez and Maldonado. Both cases, Mike Maddux came out to the mound. You got the punch outs both times. Take us inside those mound visits.
Yeah, Mike's a true wizard when he takes his mound visits. You never know what you're going to get. He could crack a joke or just, he can just give you some words of encouragement. So he's probably the best in the game at calming the pitcher down and getting back to work.
It seemed like in both cases you guys were aggressive with fastballs in those at-bats. How about how that played tonight for Jordan Montgomery?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of fell in a little trap, going a little soft there. That's when they got those base hits, and we got back to what he does best, and that's filling the zone up with some heaters. And he made some really big pitches when he needed to, and that's what he's been doing ever since he got over here. It's been impressive.
And speaking of fastballs, of course, Justin Verlander, one of the great fastball pitchers of this generation, threw 47 fastballs tonight. The Rangers did not swing and miss once. 19 foul balls. You had an RBI single on a fastball. Take us inside the approach on Verlander.
Yeah, it's kind of been our approach all postseason, really, is to get on the heater and try to put it in play. We know he's got an amazing extension in vert, and it's just our job just try to get on top of it as best we can, and that was kind of the game plan, and luckily I got one, served it in there to center, and obviously props to Carter. My at-bat doesn't matter unless he makes an amazing base running play there, so yeah, it was fun.
Well done. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
Back to you, Matt.
Tom, thanks. Jordan Montgomery has been terrific. Hard to imagine that this is a guy that's been traded twice in the last 2 years. Texas found themselves some postseason gold. He's been terrific in his postseason assignments for Bruce Bochy. And all that coming on the road. The Rangers have turned into this road wrecking crew undefeated in the postseason.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you talk about Texas, how they've played on the road. But then I got to go back to what I said earlier on about Houston. You know, we talk about playing on the road in the postseason in order to win a championship, but that's assuming you're going to play well at home.
Yeah.
And they just have not, for whatever reason, they just have not played well at home, and you don't want to fall behind a great Texas team that plays outstanding in Arlington. They score a lot of runs.
I'll tell you what, not playing good at home, that can, you know, get you in trouble. I mean, home, when you play at home, you feel more comfortable, you know, you're around the family. You get to do your things the way you normally do it, and all of a sudden you're not performing at the highest level at home. That can get you in trouble down the road.
And, Poppy, you made a great point about the X factor being Scherzer in Game 3. You have Evaldi in Game 2, and, Matt, you need to win a home game tomorrow because you don't want to go into Scherzer and that fan base in Arlington
Pritch!
With Scherzer.
Tomorrow, a day game in Game 2 of this series. Framber Valdez will try to even up the series for Houston to get it back to Arlington 1-1. On the other side, Nate Evaldi will try to win for the Rangers and turn this into a 2-0 lead going back to Arlington. The visiting Rangers strike first. They take a 1-0 lead. The bullpen, much maligned during the regular season, held. And Texas takes a 2-0 win in Game 1. Take a 2-0 victory in Game 1, a pitching-fueled win with some of their young lineup contributors taking center stage. And Texas, still undefeated in the postseason, is getting tired of hearing about their pitching problems because no such trouble has emerged in the 2023 postseason. Maybe this is the year for the Rangers to get back to a World Series, place they have not gotten to since 2011. Yes, all roads to the World Series still lead through the Space City. In the seventh time, the Astros in an LCS. We welcome you back inside with Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Matt Vasgersian, in for Kevin Burkhardt. So if we look forward, guys, and we look to game two, I don't know that you could say there's an actual pitching advantage because both of these guys, Framber Valdez, Nate Eovaldi, have plenty of postseason metal.
I wouldn't know if I'd necessarily say any pitching advantage, but look, I mean, Houston didn't score any runs today, and they're coming right back with a day game. You don't have much time to think about it. And Nate Eovaldi, I mean, you mentioned it. You've been his biggest fan this whole postseason. This guy's an animal, man. He comes out there, you throw 150 pitches, he'll start, he'll come out of the bullpen, he does whatever it takes to win. So they got their hands full tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, thinking about it, you're absolutely right. They don't have much time to think about it. Offensively, they didn't execute today, and they're facing one of the toughest guys during the playoff. Your body is an animal. I mean, we have seen it all coming from this guy during the playoff, and tomorrow it's going to be hard.
And you and I both played with him, Poppy, and we talked about it. He's a horse. He's from the same hometown right here in Texas as his hero, Nolan Ryan, and he can go 130, 140 pitches. He's a horse. But for the Astros, I actually like that they have a chance to come right back. They are the defending champion. Better to play the earlier, the better. We would be saying, I hope that game's at noon tomorrow. We need to get on the board starting early.
You know, speaking of horses, the Astros' big lineup horse was stuck in the stable today. And Yordan Alvarez, four homers in that convincing win over the Twins. Among the great jobs that Montgomery did today was keeping him quiet, struck him out three times.
He was fantastic. And in order to beat Houston, you have to neutralize their best weapon, and that's Alvarez. I call him Big Poppy, too. We have an at-bat. We can go to it here. And what he did, Poppy, to your point, he moved the fastball in and out, but he pounded in, and he made him aware in. Therefore, he's accelerating, speeding up Alvarez. And then he slows him down a little bit and then goes right back. That's a changeup that he just missed. Sinker in, and then he puts him away with a curveball down, Poppy.
Montgomery forced him to eat. Look.
That's rough.
Too early. Let's go, guys. Hey, but by the way, Montgomery did something perfectly fine. What he was, made sure the Alvarez focus on one side of the play. He pound him in so he had the outer third of the play for himself.
Yeah, I mean, look, in order for Houston to win this series, like any team, you need more than just one person. So, look, Yordan Alvarez has led them to this point. He's been, him and Seager have been the two best offensive players in the postseason. So, in order for Houston to turn things around, especially at home, it has to be more than just Alvarez.
Jose Leclerc, you're holding the game ball. What did this save mean for you tonight?
It does mean a lot. I'm so proud of what I did today. I'm so proud of what the team did. I'm so happy because I know we work a lot for that moment. So I'm so thankful for the guy who support me. Like, they always do that good thing for me. And I say, I'm just so happy to be here.
Jose, this team has trailed after only one inning in the postseason. The run scored early tonight. The bullpen held up the lead. How good is this bullpen? Where did it change?
I mean, how I said, we've been working so hard. All the bullpen, Chapman did a really good job. Sports did a really good job. I say we've been working to get better every time. I know we was struggling before, but we always try to get better. And I said this is the art moment. We're going to try to do the best.
Jose, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back to you.
Tom, thanks. You know, there was reason to be skeptical for some about the Rangers' bullpen. It was the first time a bullpen had ever gone to a postseason with a save percentage of less than 50%. Yet, as soon as the playoffs have started, Alex, they've been great.
Well, you can't talk about the bullpen, Matt, without talking about starters. And the starters have pitched into the sixth inning for average. So, obviously, it shortens the game. This whole idea about getting guys to pitch 2 1/3, 3 1/3 is a bunch of nonsense. It doesn't play, and you can't win that way. So props to their bullpen, but even more props for the starters, Poppy, to get them to the bullpen.
I tell you what, Bochy have done an incredible job grinding his pitchers out of the bullpen no matter what the situation is. He know what his A-man going to be. He know what his 9-man going to be. But tonight, I noticed that he hold back Chapman to face two batters in the eighth inning, and I thought that was going to be a problem. He came out of it. They made the play on left field against Bregman. But he had been able to command his guys the right way.
Well, I tell you, you said it. I mean, great starting pitching makes your bullpen better. I mean, that's what it is. You don't tire them out, especially in a series where you got a seven-game series with two off days. You don't want to use your bullpen too much. And second thing is the question I asked Jordan is you have to have a short memory. Now, that's whether it's from the regular season to the postseason, if it's from one series to the next or one game to the next, you have to be able to forget about what's happened before. Rangers have done that with their bullpen. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that eighth inning at bat, that Bregman-Chapman at bat that you talked about, mm-hmm. Poppy, because not only did we think off the bat it was a 2-2 ball game, turned into something very different, Derek, on a really heads-up play by Texas, appealing immediately what happened at second base.
Yeah, I tell you what, we were watching it before we saw the replay. I was kind of jokingly saying that Altuve's telling on himself by his facial expression. Yeah, you could tell from his facial expression that he wasn't sure if he retouched second base. And you know, heads-up play by Semien, it looks like he was the one that saw it first, and then he went there and tagged the bag.
He was all over it, and for Altuve, that's a tough play, right? Because you're trying to score if that ball hits the wall, and then he catches it, the 21-year-old Carter, who's playing like a 31-year-old. By the way, how about this? Carter, valedictorian in high school, was going to go to Duke to be a doctor. I mean, you talk about his hitting.
It can wait.
Right? It can wait. This guy's phenomenal.
Where are you getting all this information?
Wikipedia. Yeah, and both of his parents are educated.
Notes, man.
You know what? I love to get to know these guys. America needs to know these young men. And by the way, Carter's a guy you're going to be watching for the next decade because he's got superstar written all over it. How about
that play,
Matt?
Guy had 3 weeks in the big leagues. 3 weeks in the Grande Ligas before getting here and doing what he's doing in the postseason.
And he can fly. Yeah. How about that base hit he turned into a double? The kid plays heads up. The interview's A+. I love this kid, Carter.
Let's get to the Astros and a problem for them, Poppy. And you talked about this earlier. The fact that they don't hit at home. We're starting to notice this being a bigger problem now that it's the postseason.
Well, you know, we heard before the postgame today, before the pregame, that they had some change in the background back here in center field because something was affecting them. Now, let me tell you guys this. You play in the big league for a long time. Once you start having those issues during the regular season and you don't fix it, they begin to be a big problem now later during the season. I mean, that start getting into your head.
Good point.
And all of a sudden, they're not playing good at home. They're not hitting good at home. That can be a big issue during this playoff.
I don't know what changes they made to their home park to have that big of a difference between
they did make some changes in center field.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I like I said before, I'd never seen that before where a team as good as Houston has played poorly at home as opposed to on the road. If they want to win this series, they're going to have to flip that script quick.
Derek, you know what else I haven't seen at home for a team this good? Matt, 7-25 with sellout crowds. That's almost hard to believe. 7-25 at home.
They'll try to win their eighth tomorrow because it is certainly a sellout for game two of this postseason series. Texas with a 1-0 advantage. Tomorrow, join us at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time for play-by-play. Rangers and Astros. Nate Eovaldi will try to get it back to Arlington even. Framber Valdez on the mound for Houston with plenty of big postseason games on his resume for Houston.
These two teams have turned the postseason upside down.
The Diamondbacks have beaten the Dodgers.
The Phillies are headed back to the National League Championship Series. Castellanos has another one.
And that one sails on out of here.
Oh, gone for Harper.
Two of the hottest teams playing right now.
The NLCS kicks off tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park, and yes, there is a decided favorite among them. It's the Phillies, 5-1 this postseason. Diamondbacks haven't lost this postseason. Phillies had some pretty long odds to win the World Series, but look at the Diamondbacks, and a lot of that stems from the fact that just 2 years ago, that's a 110-loss team. But there are a lot of similarities between the Diamondbacks and the Phillies this year.
They are, and they both have 13 home runs during the postseason this year. And look, the Phillies have built an incredible team with Dave Dombrowski at the top. I know he was your general manager when you won a championship.
But this team, Matt, resembles that fan base better than anyone. They're almost unbeatable at home, and they have Nolan Wheeler lined up for game one and two.
Look, you got to give Arizona a lot of credit to get to where they are. No one thought they were going to beat Milwaukee. No one thought they had a chance against the Dodgers. But they're running into a buzzsaw now. This Philly team is pretty good, man. They were in the World Series last year. I think they've been waiting all year, 12 months,
you
to get back
them
to this
beat the
point.
Braves.
I did pick them to beat the Braves, and I just don't think Arizona has, I don't want to say much of a chance, but I just think Philly's just too hot right now, and I think they beat Arizona.
They both similar team. They both are going by the business the right way. I expect Philadelphia to continue carrying that momentum. I know Arizona is extremely hot right now. I mean, they went and swept the Dodgers. I mean, that's a big thing to say, especially during the playoff. But it's going to be a fun series.
Arizona has a shot. And, Matt, their only shot is really to out-homer the Phillies. They both have 13 home runs. But, Poppy, whoever out-homers the other team, 15-1 so far this postseason. Mm.
Yeah, well, David's 7-0 in his picks, and he picked Atlanta to beat Philly.
Well,
so I don't really know how the math
that
works.
That doesn't
there.
Count,
don't
buddy.
Let the facts get.
Yeah, I don't know how.
We are fair and balanced.
That one game that I picked about the Braves, they won it.
Yeah. So who are you picking in this one?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Bryce Harper had a huge series to get here. Nick Castellanos had a historic series to get here with back-to-back multi-homer games. It's not just as easy as saying you can identify one or two guys in that Phillies lineup, quiet them down, and you win, because they can hurt you everywhere.
They can. And, you know, you talked about the fan base. We talked about Dave Dombrowski. But there's two guys in that clubhouse that Derek and I know very, very well. That's Rob Thomson and Kevin Long. And the job that Kevin Long has done with these hitters has been phenomenal. I know how much Bryce Harper likes Kevin Long, the hitting coach. Castellanos has been really transformative. And the Phillies, they have it all working, fellas.
I tell you what, their hitting coach, the Philadelphia hitting coach, he is one of the best hitting coach when it comes down to left-handed batters. Mm. I can mention so many left-handed batters that he has fixed. He has locked them in. And Bryce Harper is one of them. I mean, it's incredible the job that he's been doing during the playoffs.
Well, I tell you, a lot of attention's been paid to Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker, rightfully so. Rob Thomson's a throwback as well. Mm. He's a throwback manager, and you talk to every player in that Philadelphia Phillies clubhouse, and they'll rave about Rob.
There's two people that I've learned probably the most, and is what they did with us in the Yankee clubhouse, was Rob Thomson and Kevin Long. Rob Thomson, the Canadian Rob Thomson.
Good pitching matchup. And Philly, Zach Wheeler on the mound for the home side. Zach Gallen, who's a South Jersey guy, grew up 20 minutes away from the ballpark for Arizona. When we come back, more reaction and looking ahead to game two in this series, with Texas out to a 1-0 lead in this best of seven.
The 1-2 pitch. Is hit hard, deep right field, and Leody Taveras takes Verlander deep. That time of year where names are made. And how about Leody Taveras out of the ninth spot, hitting a home run against Justin Verlander.
Texas lineup's deep. Just ask anybody who faced it during the regular season. Game 2's pitching matchup, Nate Eovaldi. Plenty of big game metal in his right arm. Same can be said of the southpaw Framber Valdez for Houston. After Game 1, Stros skipper Dusty Baker talked about putting the opener behind them.
Well, this team's the best I've been around about moving on. You know, there's nothing you can do, and if you're going to lose a game, you know, you'd rather lose it in the first game versus, you know, in the middle of the series. And so, you know, we know we got a tough pitcher in Eovaldi tomorrow, but they also have a tough pitcher in Framber on our side. So, you know, sometimes you got to say, hey, the guy threw a great game tonight against us. I mean, an excellent game. And you know, they say good pitching beats good hitting, but when you don't hit, everybody wants to know what's wrong. So it's not a whole bunch to say he threw a real good game against us.
It's a perfect short memory game, right? Tomorrow, day game, you got a chance to get this taste out of your mouth immediately. So, Poppy, look into your crystal ball. Tell me what you see for game two tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, gosh. Boy. Yeah, crystal ball.
Okay, you like to come to Nostradamus Ortiz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I see Dusty kind of worried a little bit. because of their offense today, but he said it all. I mean, every time a team don't hit, people always think there's something wrong. It happens. It's part of the game. I mean, pitchers, they eat too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy pitched a hell of a game. Montgomery pitched a hell of a game. He was locating his pitchers better than anybody I have ever seen. He was throwing Alvarez. He make Alvarez look like he haven't hit in a month tonight. I mean, he strike him out three times. He locate his pitcher well, and he did exactly the same thing with the rest of the lineup. Tomorrow is another day. He know they facing a tough pitcher tomorrow, but they had to come with a mindset, different attitude, and try to execute it tomorrow.
You know what? I think Dusty said it perfect. There's not much to say. Sometimes you win 2-0 or you lose 20-0. Still one game. These guys are battle-tested. They're in the middle of a dynasty. There's no concern. They will be back ready to play. And from Framber Valdez, he's a lefty that can neutralize a lot of those lefties, Derek. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they need to do. He needs to give some length and give it to that really strong bullpen from the Astros.
Dusty said it. You know, this team is the best he's ever seen at turning the page and moving on. They're going to have to do it tomorrow. One thing when you have a team that's battle-tested like the Houston Astros, you don't worry about it snowballing. Mm-hmm. One loss isn't going to lead to two, lead to three. You're going to have to come out and beat them. So I think if Nate Valdi comes out here and pitches well, Texas is going to be in a position to win game two. But they won't win game two just because they won game one. It doesn't work that way when you're facing a team with that much experience.
Absolutely. And, guys, like I say always, we play this game for a long time. If I'm the Houston Astros tomorrow, I will have the same approach that Texas has against Verlander tonight. I will be swinging out of the box because one thing they have to know and make sure is that your body going to throw a lot of strike tomorrow. He's an aggressive pitcher. He tried to get ahead, and he tried to stay in the strike zone. Also,
Papa, you know, Eovaldi has been great all October and in many Octobers, but he is prone to give up the long ball. So if you're the Astros, you want to get some early points early in the game, maybe in the first two innings, and get this crowd back in the game.
Absolutely.
But then let's also make sure we point out one thing. It's not like Texas steamrolled Houston today. Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander pitched a great game. He gave up two runs. I mean, you can't win unless you score.
Preach!
So it wasn't like they were just out here taking batting practice. So they're going to have to show up, and they're going to have to play well offensively, and they're going to have to play well defensively, and they must pitch in order to win this game.
El Capitan talk.
First pitch, 3:30 Eastern tomorrow for game two on Fox. Stick around when we come back. I'm told there is an image waiting someplace in a computer server that will make our air that you won't want to miss. And it's not a Texas-sized swimming pool either. All the emotion of Game 1, which belongs to the Texas Rangers. Yes, Jordan Montgomery out-dueling a future Hall of Famer. Some timely hitting from some of the young Rangers. And Texas is riding high after Game 1. No team during the wild card era format for postseason play has ever gone undefeated. How about I put that out there? They're 5-0. They haven't lost yet. How about that? An undefeated run to a commissioner's trophy?
How about that?
Is that too much?
Yeah,
too much.
Yeah, they'll lose a game now. Yeah.
They're 6-0 now. Yeah, I'm jipping. Hey, so, David, you were out in Los Angeles for the coverage of the division series. Mm-hmm. And we have some photos sent in to Fox. I'm not sure who submitted these photos. You have to. You got some splaining to do here, sir.
Oh man!
Wow.
Oh,
what were you doing here, Bobby?
I did a little bit of chapping. You know, I went out there and got one for each one of you, Kevin. I got yours. So in case we face cold weather, we are wearing it out here.
That's great. But I mean, look, you got cigars for my kids, who are all 6 and under, and you got mink coats for Texas.
That's right.
You're rolling.
Not for Texas, for the cold weather.
But we live in Miami.
You can wear it here if you want to. I don't care.
We live in Miami.
I live in Miami, too.
He's channeling his inner
You look good
Joe
in Miami,
Namath.
Man. Come on, man. We got to a party in Miami, you know?
I'd like to see you wear that on the horse.
Tomorrow.
KB is back tomorrow. Kevin Burkhardt returns from NFL duty. There they are. Going to the club.
I look like Rick Ross right there.
Eddie Murphy and Madonna are there.
Wow.